Thank you, Madam Chair. State parties to the Biological Weapons Convention under Article 10 have a legal obligation to facilitate the fullest possible exchange of equipment, materials, and specific and technological information for the use of biological agents and toxins for peaceful purposes. Full, effective, and non-discriminatory implementation of Article 10 is essential to achieving the objectives and purposes of the Convention. International cooperation, assistance, and exchange in biological sciences and technology for peaceful purposes are important for the economic and technological development of BWC state parties. Developed countries have a special responsibility in strengthening scientific and technological cooperation in the peaceful uses of biological agents and toxins, in particular with respect to the provision of financial and technical assistance and facilitating fullest possible exchange and transfer of equipment, materials, and scientific and technological information to developing countries. The COVID-19 pandemic demonstrated the weakness in implementation of Article 10 and underlined the need to focus on strengthening international cooperation and assistance to ensure all state parties, particularly developing states, have access to equipment, materials, and scientific and technological information relevant to the Convention. The lack of institutional mechanisms in the context of the BWC is the main challenge to developing full, effective, and non-discriminatory international cooperation, assistance, and exchange in biological sciences and technology for peaceful purposes under Article 10 of the Convention. The establishment of a database maintained by the ISU to facilitate requests for and offers of exchange of assistance and cooperation among state parties was a valuable decision by the Seventh Review Conference. However, reviewing its overall operation has raised serious questions regarding its effectiveness. The database has proved that it cannot be considered as an effective institutional mechanism for strengthening international cooperation. Existence of restrictions, limitations inconsistent with the Convention, as well as unilateral coercive measures, including economic, trade, and financial sanctions, has created serious obstacles to developing international cooperation, assistance, and exchange in the biological sciences and technology for peaceful purposes. Some BW states parties continue to apply denial and or restrictive discriminatory policies and unilateral coercive measures in their approach to the implementation of Article 10. Such policies and measures are in breach of the undertaking under Article 10 to implement the Convention in a manner not to hamper the economic and technological development of other state parties. The unilateral coercive measures imposed by the government of the United States of America against some BWC states parties have impeded or disrupted access to and procurement of medicine and medical supplies and services, development, purchase, and delivery of vaccines and reagents and new material and raw materials for their production, thus creating serious challenges for the management and mitigation of infectious diseases as well as rare diseases. Such unilateral coercive measures constitute violation of Article 10 of the Convention and the right to health. These illegitimate and inhumane unilateral coercive measures and their meticulous application undermines the ability of targeted states to develop and maintain medicine infrastructure and cause shortage of medicine equipment and medicine, resulting in impeding or complicating the ability of ordinary people to get access to free or low-priced medical aid and services. the biggest victims of the ruthless application of unlawful unilateral coercive measures by the United States are ordinary people and medically vulnerable groups. Taking into account the above-mentioned points, the Ninth Review Conference should include the following elements in its final documents or decisions. Recognizing the need for establishment of an effective institutional mechanism for the full, effective, and non-discriminatory implementation of Article 10. Agreement on the establishment of a cooperation committee through negotiation in an open-ended working group with a view to ensuring multilateral cooperation among all state parties for the peaceful purposes in an effective, full, and non-discriminatory manner. Commitment not to impose or maintain under any circumstances restrictions and limitations on trade in such areas as drugs, medicines, vaccines, diagnostics, biological agents, equipment, and materials for peaceful purposes, in particular for treatment of patients in developing countries. Urging states that have imposed unilateral coercive measures to promptly comply with their obligations under Article 10 of the Convention and to immediately lift all unilateral coercive measures which directly or indirectly affect the fullest possible exchange of equipment, materials, and scientific and technological information for the use of biological agents and toxins for peaceful purposes. Agreement to develop multilaterally negotiated procedures to settle disputes arising from restrictions or denial of access to drugs, medicine, vaccines, diagnostics, and related equipment and materials for peaceful purposes inconsistent with Article 10 of the Convention. Such a procedure should include